This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark's co-founder, Margie Samuels, was a designer and genius behind the original label. It's Women's History Month, so I'd like to shout out another incredible woman I aspire to, a woman who knows how to let her hair loose and take charge. The one and only Jessica St. Clair, who co-hosts The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm so honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. I got a fun, personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. So cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Jessica. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024 Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Lemonada.
Also with that fire, boy.
Hey, everyone. It's Kulop.
And Sujin.
This is Add to Cart. It's 2021. The Senate has flipped. The vaccine is trickling its way through this country and hopefully soon in our veins. And we are here to talk about all the things we buy and buy into.
I hope everybody had a very wonderful and also isolated holiday. Kulop, how was your break? We took a nice long break.
We did. It was very chill. It was really chill. Played a lot of games with Scott. I did a lot of cooking. I've watched so many things, all that I'm sure we'll get into pretty soon. But how was yours?
I think also mellow, but also intense. You know, it's both.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, yeah, it's like we're not doing anything, but it's the holidays. I think it was intense for me because I felt like I had to ramp up the gift giving for the kids to like make up for some like phantom guilt.
To make it special and, you know, they're so they older, would remember, they have memories. Yeah.
Yes. They would remember 2020 as like it was the best, you know, Christmas versus the year that the wheels came off of the bus. I went a little overboard, but
how so?
I bought a glass pitcher flown over from Germany for the children that I could put water in that has little glass floating goldfish in it. And Mike, when this the is- kids, it's for the kids, for the kids. Right, exactly. Because I opened it up and that was Mike, that's exactly his reaction. He went, and I said, kids, you can't touch this gift I bought for you. But you can look at it.
You. It's for you.
It's for you.
It was whimsical. And you know what? Overboard, it sounds to me, is a relative term.
Basically.
Oh, well, I need an update. I mean, how did the MeUndies gift go over?
Oh, my God. The MeUndies gift. The MeUndies gift was amazing. Like I said, this is overboard for me. Mike and I don't really get gifts for each other. And certainly, I'm not buying him male lingerie, you know what I mean? He's like, so I gave it to him in two forms, right? I wrapped his boxers first because I knew he was going to be so confused, you know? So he opens it up and he's like, and you know, I had to take it out of the plastic. So it was just like a rogue boxer. I mean, in his mind, he's like, is this someone else's boxer? It's like, is this what? And he's opening it and he's like, why is this? He's like, he gets, you know, like most guys, and I think most people in general, they have their basic underwear brand and they just order in bulk from them. So he's like, what is this silky texture
that has fortune cookies on it?
That has fortune cookies on it.
Brightly
colored. And I said, wait. There's a part B to the gift. Oh, I was like, open up this one. And then he opened up my matching pair of MeUndies fortune cookie fabriced underwear to his fortune cookie fabric boxers. And he still was like, what is this? It was fine because, again, Christmas is not for anyone else but me. I'm not one of those people that need to have, like, a positive reaction in the moment. Like, yeah. I'm like, I know, it's amazing. Next, did you see? But I do have to say, the first time he wore it.
Yes.
I don't remember when it was. Probably like a week or so ago. We were in the kitchen and I was making my tea and he was making his breakfast and he goes, "Hey." And he like kind of pulls down and I laughed so hard and it was at that moment he truly truly appreciated the gift.
Yes.
Wait, but you and Scott exchange hilarious weird couple gifts.
So we kind of said no gifts this year. And so he got me just some fun, random gifts. And the last one finally came this week.
Yes. Now I remember.
It was a pair of socks. He's like, this finally came. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Just nice gray socks. But on the bottom of it, embroidered in black or printed in black is 1 foot says, "I did not fart," and the other foot says, "My butt was blowing you a kiss."
Yes, that's what I saw. That I saw you post that, and I was like, "You see, they're in love. Look at this."
Let's get into our card, shall we?
Yes. Okay, so here's our first add to cart. We happen to this week have the same add to cart, which isn't often the case.
That's true.
And
that's
the thing we have both added to cart, along with the country, if not the world, is Bridgerton.
Bridgerton on Netflix. That's right.
Bridgerton on Netflix.
Netflix.
And I want to say, because we're going to get into what this is really quickly, that it's an add to cart. Like, it's not good from my point of view. Like, I'm not this is... But it's an add to cart.
Yeah, how are you? Okay, sure. We'll get into it.
Okay, we'll get into it. So go tell everybody what is Bridgerton about.
So if you haven't seen it yet, it is a period drama series created by Chris Van Dusen. It's produced by Shonda. It's the first of Shonda Rhimes' deal with Netflix. And it's based on a series of novels. Now, when I watch it, did I know that? No, of course not.
No.
It's set in the competitive world of Regency London high society during the season, which is when debutantes are presented at court. Mm-hmm. So we follow the highly titled Bridgerton family as their eldest daughter, Daphne, played by Phoebe Dinh-Navor, comes into society and starts up relationships with the Duke of Hastings.
Duke. Your Grace.
Played by Rage Jean Page. Narrated by the mysterious Lady Whistledown. It's kind of like Downton Abbey meets Gossip Girl, Scandal plus something else. It's essentially a romance novel.
Porn?
No, not porn. It's so chaste. I mean, it's so, so chaste.
Really?
Suchin Pak. So chaste. Aside from, you know, what I enjoyed was, you know, some great bear buns from the boys. From the Duke and the Viscount.
I assure you, nothing untoward has occurred.
I mean, full moon, including the shadow of the moon.
Oh, no. You are getting full buttle.
Full buttle, like...
Yes. And you're not seeing half a boob from the ladies. This is for This is for the female gaze.
Yes.
So why it's not like porn, it's not like Game of Thrones.
Right.
It's not like The Great...
You are right. It is the female gaze, which is all man's butts.
That's what my gaze is about. Let me tell you.
That's what my gaze was about till I gazed upon your grace's full moon, full.
You got muscular back into, again, you're right. a, you know, it's not a gibbous moon. It's not a waning moon. It is a full moon.
With the under shadows of Jupiter and Saturn nestled in between. I mean.
That's right.
Is it good?
No.
Did I
terrible.
Watch every episode over a weekend? Yes, I did. When Scott would walk up, would he slowly back out of the room into another room because he was not interested? Yes. Yes.
You chose this for yourself.
You know, and because it was Shonda who just, let's just for a moment applaud.
Oh,
and I'm just
her,
so glad this is happening. And it was what I needed and I didn't know I needed, which was just a pure, fantastical escape into all the carnal pleasures, but also just wackadoodle storylines that made no sense.
You know, consequences.
Go ahead. I think I know where you're going with this. Because I tried to explain it to someone. They were like, well, what's the show about? And I was like, truly, a story, it could be argued, is whether or not a man will or will not finish inside a woman. I'm like, I kid you not.
It's about, you know, and it also sort of strikes that the most recent version of Little Women where, you know, kind of talking about like what women of that time or, you know, or even now, what their power is, how they are, what's it like to live in patriarchal society and like how the men, you know, lie and mistreat them and all that. So there's that element of, and there's one character, one of the Bridgerton sisters is very much sort of the Jo March, the sort of feminist, like I don't want to be a part of the society kind of thing. But then again, there's also what you described and the fact that apparently the queen is just available and very into London, which appears to only have maybe 100 people max. And she's just down the street meddling. Like that part was both curious and also making me laugh so much.
I mean, that's what it is. It is ridiculous. It's over the top. It's soapy. If you don't want to watch the whole series.
So soapy.
Episode 6. That's it. I went back and you only need to watch one episode. Is episode 6.
Can you tell me what I don't.
Episode 6 is the episode after they get married.
Yep.
They have sex with the entire.
That's right.
They have sex on a great lawn, they have sex in a
in
gazebo,
the rain,
they have sex on
in
stairs,
the
they have sex in the library, they have sex in the rain, they have sex, 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 sex. It's also where the storyline comes to a head, if you will.
Wait, now we can't, spoilers now. Now we're diving into spoilers. We gotta be
spoilers.
Careful.
This thing has been devoured. Okay, as you said, there's already a podcast about this. There are no spoilers.
That's true.
Everyone
People
that
need
is
to
watching
get into it.
This has already watched it.
Last thing I'll say, which I should have said earlier, because it's not really like meant to be the topper of this conversation, but like I was like, I didn't go in even really knowing it was Shondaland until I saw her name. And I was like, oh, okay, that's what this is. Bridgerton. What a weird name. Like, okay. And then when the first ball, the first debutante ball, and the string quartet starts playing what I recognized almost immediately was Thank You Next by Ariana Grande. I was like, okay, got it. Like, that's what this is.
Like, oh my God, I forgot about that. The string quartet playing Thank You Next. That's it. It's like, in case you were lost. Here's a map.
Yeah.
We are playing Ariana Grande in a string quartet at a debutante ball.
They did Billie Eilish.
We're
they
here.
Did,
I know where we are. I know where we are.
I was like, oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
got it. well, we will probably continue to talk about this, but let's take a quick break and we'll be back with more of what we added to cart.
Cool. I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but my brother's nickname for me is Shujin. cause me shujin because I cannot resist shoes. I have so many pairs of shoes. And it's not because I love shoes. It's because, as you know, I've got little bony, narrow, weird feet.
Bird feet, yeah. That's
bird feet. And it's so hard for me to find comfortable shoes.
I get it. It's why when it comes to shoes, I think a lot of it is about the quality of how it's made that can make the biggest difference, which is why we are so happy here on the pod to take comfort with Born Shoes.
That's right. Born Shoes are comfortable for so many reasons, okay? First, they're made with the absolute best top quality soft leather, and the shoes have extra cushion for support. I just got a perfect pair of sandals for warmer weather. It's like in a sophisticated wine burgundy color. Mm. And this leather, it's so soft from the get-go, it feels like you've had this pair for years.
Go to bornshoes.com today for a 15% discount plus free ground shipping on all full-price shoes when you use our promo code ADDTOCART. That's promo code ADDTOCART for 15% off and free shipping, available exclusively to our listeners for just a limited time. This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark co-founder Margie Samuels was the designer and genius behind the original label. And now, in honor of Women's History Month, Maker's Mark has partnered with the talented artist Gail Kabaker to hand-paint a beautiful label, which you can personalize with the name of a spirited woman you know, someone who makes an impact on you or in their community. In honor of this Women's History Month, I want to shout out an amazing woman I love and admire, my Leo Moon Capricorn Sun Scorpio Rising June Diane Raphael. She hosts the show, The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. And as part of this Women's Month, I got a fun personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. Cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Junie. And you can join in on the fun. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Fill in the details and then shout out the woman you know who is making a difference. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024, Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, so welcome back to Add to Cart. We're going to talk about more things we added to cart other than Bridgerton, although we could talk more about Bridgerton.
And it may come up throughout this. There's no promises to be made here.
Yeah. So I wanted to add to my cart a great, fantastic product that I discovered through the Instagrams. It's not often when you see these Instagram ads and all of that, that I like either fall for it or that it's very good.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm telling you this, and I have told my friends this, and everybody I know this. It's a product called Hair Story.
Yes.
And it's basically a combo shampoo and conditioner. And I am not, as you know, the type of person to spend a whole lot of money on stuff like this. So
unless it's quality.
It's quality, and unless it works. And
that's
right. It works.
That is the Suchin Pak promise.
It's $40, and then when you subscribe, it's 5% off. But mind you, it's both conditioner and shampoo in the same product. I'm not a scientist. I don't know how they formulate this stuff.
No.
The big thing is that there's no detergent in it, which is in most shampoos, because we're so used to wanting to have that sudsy lather feeling, and you don't have that. And it's almost like a lotion, and you sort of like put it into your scalp and you run it through. And it's something about the formulation of it. It your hair will never be cleaner and more healthy and more just tamed than using this product.
Yeah, and because you've talked to me about this before, I was like, I'm not sure. Let me try it. And I have tried it since. And it is amazing. Part of it is training your head, you know, to wash it less. So it's $40, but you're not doing this every day.
We both highly recommend it. So what did you add, Gulab?
I added a game. Okay. I mentioned that I played some games with Scott over the holiday. And one of the games we played was Exploding Kittens. And okay. I have it right here. It's like Uno, except there are goals, magical enchiladas, and kittens that can kill you.
Okay, I got it. So it's like a card game that has all of these characters, and then you sort of battle each other, and the characters are hilarious.
Okay, the game is highly strategic, kitty-powered version of Russian roulette. Players draw cards until someone draws an exploding kitten, at which point they explode, they are dead, and they are out of the game. Unless that player has a diffuse card, which can diffuse the kitten using things like laser pointers, belly rubs, and catnip sandwiches. And all of the other cards in the deck are used to move, mitigate, or avoid the exploding kittens.
Oh my God, this sounds right up our alley. Wait, so are you and Scott playing this as a two-person game? And does it get gnarly between you two? Are you guys laughing
the whole time. We're laughing the whole time. So you each start with like a diffuse card, which is your free pass, right? And you have one exploding kitten card in what you're drawing from. And so there are cards like you can tell the future and you can see the first three cards.
Oh, fun.
There are cards that are like you can change alter the future so you can move things around. But then there are cards, there's like one card that's just simply nope. If Scott tries to attack me and make me pull two cards, I can go nope. And so it's that sort of attitude of like, oh, well, I have a card I'll lay down, which is I'm going to draw from the bottom. Like it's that sort of fun energy of just trying to, you know, just kill the other person.
To me, when I play these kinds of card games, you know, you think about just like creative people doing this, because like when you play a really good, fun card game like this and you're looking around and it's like from a 7-year-old to, you know, my father-in-law, and we're all playing it and we're all laughing hysterically. It's just kind of, it's amazing. I'm always looking for a great game like this. So this is such a good idea.
Yes.
We want to talk about a new category because I don't think we've done this category. We've talked about doing this category, and both of us wanted to bring to the table some items under the category of shared cards. So this is, I guess, Amazon. I can't think of another place where you would share a cart with another family member. And we thought it'd be funny, like, what did your partner add to your shared cart that is very telling of either that person or your relationship, right?
Yes. And this is something that I've complained to you before, because we're friends. And is Scott still buys fucking CDs? Compact discs.
For whom and for
Scott?
What?
David Aukerman.
There's a device. Like there's this, you can get CD players now. Like, is he still using a vintage CD player from?
No. What he does is he puts it in his computer and it goes into a hard drive and he has playlists. And then the CD in so many ways serves as a backup, right? And we have thousands of CDs in a storage unit gathering dust. What's really hard for me is, of course, I want to clear that out and sell it. But multiple times there has been a failure in his tech wherein he would have to put it back in all the time. Like things have happened. Disasters have happened with hard drives that necessitate his need to retain these devices and CDs. And so just to talk about some that have come in so far, so we can really talk about it, which is one is The Experiment by Mandy Patinkin.
What is this?
You know, the Broadway star, star of Homeland, Mandy Patinkin. Who doesn't love Mandy Patinkin? I sure do.
Scott was like, hey, oh yeah, I heard a song by Mandy Patinkin. Oh yeah, I don't have all of his oeuvre. And so that's where he goes to Amazon.
This is Mandy Patinkin is a musical. Like it's a music CD.
It's his, I think, original music.
Of what? Of like monologues or music?
It's not my CD, Suchin.
Wait, hold on.
I didn't buy it.
Track one, As Time Goes By. Track two, I'm Old Fashioned.
Oh my God.
The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
And so other CDs that are coming through. Now this, there is so many of these. Scott has got, I was like, wow, you're really into sort of this era. So here's an example. I'm a Freak Baby, Journey Through the British Heavy Psych and Hard Rock Underground Scene from 1968 to 72.
Catch the spell upon yourself. See what will happen to you.
These aren't cheap, by the way.
No, they're not. Of course
I'm a Freak Baby Journey is $27.34.
Yeah. Yeah. Because okay, they don't make CDs a lot anymore. Another one is Lullabies for Catatonics, Journey Through the British Avant Pop / Art Rock Scene, 1967 to 74.
Up the escalator, in a bag comes the...
Wait, you say that as if that's a real scene, okay? The British avant pop / art rock scene.
I'm not saying like, shit. I'm telling you what Scott has bought. And I was like, so you're doing a lot of, you're buying a lot of sort of this kind of thing. He's like, oh yeah, well, I found out that this label is like doing a lot of compilation CDs. So I'm just like getting them all. I'm like, cool.
I'm like, I know people know him for his comedy, but I mean, if he hasn't already done a podcast or written a book about the amount of knowledge that this man has about British heavy psych and hard rock underground music.
Yeah, you're right. But he does have a music podcast. It's with our good friend Naomi Scott's husband, Adam Scott. So, you know, he is known.
So can I ask a personal question that you don't have to answer?
I probably will.
When you first started dating him and you went into his apartment, was it then just like chock full of like action figures and comic books?
When I first met him, he had a roommate, an apartment in North Hollywood. And even though he was 28, 29, he was on a twin bed. Finally, when we started dating, we moved up to a futon. Then it was a queen bed. Is when he started really kind of like amassing more. It also is when he got more money to kind of buy stuff into like, and he had always been into music, always been into like comic books.
Right.
But then he started to have the income to sort of like spend on that stuff.
Yeah.
We're 10 years apart, he and I. And of course I knew the Beatles, but like I didn't really, you know, like know. So he used to make me so many compilation CDs. He really got me into like music, and then I would get him into sort of 90s R&B,
you know, flavor.
Yeah, what I was bringing forth was, you know, your SWVs, your Boys to Men, thank you.
Your TLCs. Silk.
Yes, thank you, TLC.
Babyface.
That's right. You get me. You understand me. That's what I'm bringing to it.
Secret Garden.
That's what we are.
Secret.
I have one more thing to share, but like let's have you just share yours, and then we'll come back to me.
I want to get to the thing that I feel like is the most controversial thing in our shared cards, and if you'll click on that link, can go to it.
Here I go. Thanks, Tom's dishwashing gloves, 3 pairs, reusable latex cleaning gloves for housework. Okay. Black, sleek looking gloves. What's the controversy?
Murder gloves, but yes. So he bought a pair of dishwashing gloves. It doesn't matter. These happen to be black. That's what he wanted. That's beside the point. And let me tell you why this is controversial in our house. We talked about love languages before.
Yes.
And I think one of the often roles that partners get into when it comes to housework and relationships is you have different viewpoints on it, right?
Yes.
Mike is the type of person that he likes a sizzle wash. And what I mean by that is the pan goes from the cooking stove, sizzle, 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 to being washed at the same time. Like often the pan is so hot that you can't put a plastic brush on it because you could melt the bristles.
Yeah.
Because he wants you to wash it the second there is a pause in the cooking or the eating. If he had his preference, I would eat my bowl of noodles over the sink while water was warming up to hot.
Okay.
So that as I put the last bit of noodle in my mouth, I'm tipping the bowl into the water to then be, it's a one clean sweep motion.
I mean, in many ways, let's just put you in the tub.
If he could. And now I'm a soaker.
Okay.
So I cook something, I make my noodles, and I'm like, let me soak this in the thing so that the stuff doesn't get crusty. Let me eat my food at a leisurely digestive pace without someone bearing down at me, like a grown person has cooked her meal and eat it. And then after I have amassed a small amount, I like to do the dishes no more than 2 times a day. Okay? I think that's pretty reasonable. He does the dishes.
I feel that's reasonable, if I may add, but continue.
He does the dish as he's eating something. He has to wash it and then put it away. There is never a moment where a dish hits the bottom of the sink, which is why he had to get these gloves, because his skin was actually peeling off of his hands from the amount of dishwashing this man is doing. He is washing dishes all day long. To an Asian person, to eat a meal that has been cooked when it is not piping hot is a grave offense. Like, if my mother has made soup, for example, and I said, oh, I'm going to get to that in just 1 second. Let me wash the pot. She would take her slipper, throw it across the room till it hit my head.
That's right.
Because she wants you to eat that soup piping hot.
If she missed, she would ask you to return the slipper and walk away, and she would try again.
And turn around and face her so it can hit me
directly.
I think people have different ways of approaching housework. How do you guys approach housework? Like, who's the cleaner? Who's the messy one?
I mean, it's interesting because, like, he doesn't ever wash a pan. Uh-huh. He'll put dishes in the dishwasher. Of course, I'm always readjusting when I'm laying it out. And I'm like, that's not the – okay. Like, we can add – maximize more space. Unlike most Asians, I do use the dishwasher. But he rarely washes a pan or something that can't go in the dishwasher. And he says it's because I say that it's not clean enough.
Is that true?
I mean, maybe I pointed out a couple times. Why wouldn't you just then clean it better? Why? Never has it ever occurred to me that the option can be not to do it at all. I mean, it was just, I wasn't raised in that house. But at the end of the day, like, that's the thing I don't really super mind doing.
Yeah.
You know, if we split up things. How long have you and Mike been together total?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm 22 years, 21 years.
Yeah.
21.
How
long it 12? Takes to... 12? Yeah, it's a long time.
I think so.
Yeah.
On and off.
Of, like, really, like... Man, you think differently than me. you it's like when you, everyone, like you said, intellectually know that, but then, like, to really understand that your path together is like understanding how you are, each other is different, and how to you know, negotiate that.
Yeah.
And this guy's marriage. Okay, let's take a break.
So, like so much of the country, we have fallen in love with pickleball. But when we wanted to find something cute to wear on the court or even athleisure wear that was pickleball related, we found that most everything out there was just goofy. T-shirts with pickles holding a paddle saying, "I'm a big dill." Have you seen that one?
Okay. Yeah.
We couldn't find actual pickleball clothing that took the sport seriously because we're serious about it. But, you know, we want it to be fun and cute.
One of the best things about pickleball is that it is truly for everyone. The court is an equalizer. The youngest play and are competitive, and the elderly sweep up at tournaments. It's a brilliant game that brings out the athlete in everyone. But a brand that is really made for everyone? Well, that's really hard to find.
And that's why Dilly Co. is so rare. Dilly Co. has paddles for new, intermediate, and advanced players. They have clothes that are complementary to all body types, all players who love the game, and it is so cute.
They want people to feel good, look good, and then play as good as they look and feel. That goes for their apparel, their paddles, and their gear. And I cannot tell you how obsessed I am with everything they've sent us. I love their local players only hoodie. It's so cute, and it is just constantly in my athletic wear rotation.
And I love the paddles. Look, I'm new to the pickleball game, so I've been kind of using these like free paddles my kids got from school. These are on a different level. Now I get to carry pickleball paddles like a professional. So thank you, Dilly Co., for making that happen.
Go to thedillyco.com and use code ADDTOCART15 to get 15% off. That's thedillyco.com and code ADDTOCART15 for 15% off.
Carters, there's an obsession I don't really talk about on the show. I mean, you know about my snack addictions, my search for the perfect sunscreen, but stumbling on really good pottery is my secret obsession. So I'm excited to introduce you to East Fork, founded by potters. East Fork celebrates the beauty of American-made ceramics. Each dish is durable, non-toxic, and dishwasher safe. They carry a full range of dinnerware from the mug that broke the internet, believe me, she's a beauty, to an everyday bowl, which you will end up using every day. To me, it's the heft of good ceramic bowls and mugs that just remind you to take stock of the simple things that bring you joy in life. Plus, as you know, in my house, we're so conscious of what things are made of. And to say this is non-toxic ceramic, lead-free, and gorgeous, well, you just have no idea how hard it is to check off all of those boxes on something you love. I am so excited. If you're ready to invest in your forever dishes, or you're looking for timeless, high quality, and thoughtfully made gifts as we head into wedding and summer celebration season, head to eastfork.com/addtocart to get 15% off your first order. Time to talk underwear, party people.
I mean, it's our favorite subject, Suchin. It's like, when is it not time to talk about underwear? So we finally decided to see if the hype was worth it and ordered ourselves some Skims Fits Everybody underwear.
When we got this Skims package, did I feel like a 23-year-old influencer prancing off to Coachella with my Stanley Cup? Yes, yes, I did. I put my order in for the Fits Everybody full brief. Okay, there is no other for me, right? There's something about getting this color espresso, which I ordered. It's like a dark chocolate undie. What? It feels like I am wearing nothing. Negative fabric. Like I'm wearing science culottes. I texted it to you when I first put them on. It still feels like that.
I like a full, but I also got sort of a cheeky high-waisted. And I want to be honest about this fabric, which hugs and holds the body. Sue, I'm wearing some right now.
I can tell. There's a sparkle in your eye. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes XXS to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com, plus get free shipping on orders over $75.
After you place your order, be sure to let them know we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. One last thing that I want to do before we move on, and it'll be really quick, but I don't know if you're aware of this because I didn't know that you're familiar with the Crocs, right? Those shoes? Crocs.
Yes, I am familiar with those things.
They're ugly. Is that, do you
agree?
They're
disgusting. Yeah, I mean, I don't, a rounded toe is really hard for me to accept. Mm. So Croc is an exaggerated rounded
That's right.
toe,
mm-hmm.
and I cannot abide.
He has purchased Crocs for himself. He did it to...
Unsupervised.
Unsupervised. He's a man of many podcasts. One of his podcasts is Threedom with Lauren Lapkus and Paul F. Tompkins, and I guess they all decided to buy Crocs together. And you go, oh, okay, that's fun. I believe he's the only one who wears them all the time. And he got some.
I guess they're comfortable.
Yes.
Are they comfortable? They're comfortable. That has to be why.
They're comfortable. Yeah. Sure. And they're warm because he got ones that have, there's some warmth inside of it. Some sort of, it's not plastic in the inside. It's got some sort of lining. So he loves it.
Oh my God.
It.
He has lined Crocs?
He has lined Crocs. Lined black Crocs. So Crocs, they have charms, which I didn't know till this year, that you put in the holes, Suchin. And those charms are called gibbets. And so over the holidays, what I put upon myself was to buy little charms and
Wait,
then become
I gotta see this.
The charm fairy that would just put it in his Crocs and he would awaken to.
Oh, my goodness.
Various charms. The first one I got for him was a sushi roll.
And they're like $7. By the way, really cute. Wait a minute. I'm into this. I thought those holes were for some like sanitary reason, like to help
or ventilation, and they may be, but
we're plugging it up.
Plugging them up.
Well, this is cute.
It's how I am accepting his life choice.
And our final category is our game changer categories.
And what are game changers?
Yeah, well, this is, you know, it's a product or something that we bought or bought into that really shifted our perspective about life, the planet, human nature, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, the big stuff.
The big stuff. Shall I go first?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Sure. Okay. So if you'll click on the link.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kulop. Tell people my game changer.
It's the Lumi self-sanitizing toilet brush.
Stop there.
Okay.
Take that in.
Yeah.
It is a self-sanitizing toilet brush.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
The brush is lit up in the container. It looks like it's a party in the container.
Okay. All right. Now I know if you're here at our podcast.
Yeah.
You've listened to the end. You are leaning in because I'm about to change your mind. I have wondered about many things in life. One of my big questions that I have always had in life is toilet brush. What is it?
Okay, time out.
Toilet brush. Why? Why toilet brush?
Time out. We have to time out real quick. You started this off by saying, you know, some people might go when they say, I've always wondered and thought about, you know, blank. And so some people might go, oh, life after death. Okay. Right. Some people
don't
might.
Don't care.
Go but on. Su Chin Pak said, I've always wondered, why toilet brush?
Why toilet brush? I guarantee you, after I tell you about this toilet brush, you will have bought this toilet brush.
No, when I saw it and having never seen it before, I knew I was going to buy it.
Okay, you and everybody else cleans their toilet, which is filled with fecal matter, vomit, blood, and urine on a good day.
Yes, yes.
Filled.
I can't argue that.
Bile, snot, and fertilizer on bad days.
Bile? What's happening with you?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You take a brush.
Yeah.
And you swish it around. Then what do you do with the brush, Kulop?
You rinse it.
In what?
Water.
Where?
In like the tub.
In the tub?
Tub or the shower.
You're naked
body goes in there with all that fecal matter. Okay. Yeah. Now, let me tell you this. Before I bought the Lumi brush,
yes.
Let me tell you what I was doing.
What?
Okay. Which is terrible. And I hate myself. But I was buying packs in bulk, $2.99 of these toilet brush cleaners from Target. And basically, I would go about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then be so disgusted and grossed out, I would throw the whole thing out.
Okay.
Okay, and before I threw it out, I was taking it, hosing it down outside, then laying it in the sun to disinfect it.
Yeah.
With the sun's UV. Do you understand? I thought, there has to be a product out there where this is not a problem.
Yes.
This is Lumi. So it has a UV light.
Okay.
You clean your toilet brush, you put it in, a UV light turns on for 4 minutes, killing 99.9% of the bacteria and the viruses and the disgusting stuff on your toilet brush.
Okay. Okay. All right.
What I am asking Lumi, please listen to this. Hopefully they'll hear this, is make one for your toilet plunger. That's all I'm saying.
Soojin, that's a great idea for them to do. That's a great idea for them to do.
They need another Lumi thing for the toilet plunger, but I'm not even going to get into it, guys. It's the Lumi, $49.99.
You swear by it.
I swear by it. I've been using it. And also, they have great customer service because I've already contacted them about
what?
Some questions I had.
What were the questions?
It doesn't matter.
What
I'm just saying they have great
the
customer service, okay?
How
I had
many
some
calls?
Issues putting in
calls?
The batteries, and I called them. You're welcome. Okay, so let's get to your game changer.
My game changer is the Bono Oak Bluetooth karaoke mic.
Oh my God, what is this?
It's a Bluetooth mic, and so what it does is you pair it with your phone, and so you search on YouTube for karaoke videos. So you've got the mic, and then through the speakers is your amplification plus the music from your phone.
All in one device.
It's cordless. It comes in multiple colors. What I'm showing you is the gold. And
you're a queen.
I have, and I'm a queen, and I'm Lau, and I love that 24K look. And what is even more funny about this purchase is what I've been up to lately with it.
What have you been up to lately with it? I'm immediately adding to cart, by the way.
Scott has a beautiful voice. He will not karaoke with me in the amount that I want to, which is barely any. I really have to force it on him. And I sometimes just want to sing. And I came across a YouTube gentleman named Clark. And he does...
Let me see this.
He does male parts of duets. And it's this sweet-faced young Asian man who sings the male parts. And then I sing the girl parts. And he looks very meaningful at me and I to him. And we sing together via YouTube.
Oh, so he'll sing the male parts, and then his part singing comes through the microphone.
Yes.
So it's like you guys are together.
Exactly. Yes. And so we're singing Exile. I'm Taylor Swift. He's Bon Iver.
So step right out. There is no amount of crying I can do for all this time.
And I... have sung a lot of his library, and it is so funny to me that that's where I'm at.
Oh my God, he's your karaoke husband.
Is that I'm singing with this young boy, and the best part is just his meaningful looks into cam.
Oh, he's so sincere.
So,
he's here to help.
So sincere. And the mic, it lights up when you sing too, so that's really fun, especially if you dim the lights a little bit.
Oh. And I'm sure you dim the lights just a little bit.
Sure, because I'm doing this all times of the day.
That's amazing. Listen, that singing, you know, endorphins. Like, you are doing such good things for your brain and relaxing. I love this activity. This mic looks serious. It looks substantial.
It's gold.
And it's good for the kiddos. It's like really, it's such a fun time.
Well, that's it then. I mean, I think our job is done here.
I mean, yeah. You guys, we've been getting some great messages and suggestions on Instagram at AddToCartPod. So make sure to follow us there and check out everything we talked about. Leave us a message, DM us, share, and also please share the pod. Share this podcast with your friends.
And we will talk to you all next week. Thanks so much, guys. Add to Cart is a production of Lemonada Media. Our producer is Claire Jones, and our editor is Ivan Kurev. The music is by Wasabi and produced by LA Made It, and Oh So Familiar with additional music by APM Music. Executive producers are Kulap Vlysak, Sujin Pop, Jessica Cordova Kramer, and Stephanie Whittles Wax.
Be sure to check out all the items we mentioned today on our Instagram at AddToCartPod. Also, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever get hit with a cringy memory of your 13-year-old self out of nowhere, and suddenly you're panic sweating and laughing at the same time? Don't worry. We all get that. It's because being an adolescent is one of the most visceral shared experiences we have as people, and we want to talk about it. Join me, Penn Badgley, and my two friends, Nava and Sophie, on Podcrushed as we interview celebrity guests about the joys and horrors of being a teenager and how those moments made them who they are today. New episodes of Podcrushed are out on April 24th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Think about a moment in your life that changed you, where one day you were yourself, and then the next day, poof, you weren't. I'm Stephanie Whittles Wax, host of the show Last Day, and each week I sit down with a new guest to explore happy, sad stories of transformation. Some last days are hopeful, some are tragic, but on the other side of every last day is a fresh start. Come laugh cry with us. Listen to Last Day wherever you get your podcasts.